offer because nothing reasonable will be refused.
Ask for Jason, the main man marshal at Gossett Volkswagen, 1875 Covington Pike, online, GossettVWMemphis.com.
Where we're charging for it and charging less every day.
All 36 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, jet number RM 046526, MSRP 26996, T1, RM 103910, MSRP 31363, Taos, RM 00174, MSRP 31414, includes all credit and incentives, PF 695, excludes TTNL, see dealer for complete details with approved credit dealer stock only, offer expires end of the month.
Now, it's Jason and John, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get some money, they playing. I told her take this plan B and stop playing. I'm tired of buying jewelry, finna buy some land. They still trying to figure out who I be. Pillow talking to these weak. They say money talk, put diamonds in my teeth. I be Louis down with Jordans on my feet. Messed up in your yard like trick or treat. You better play your cards right.
Hello, with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Oh, happy Thursday to you. I had to stop and hesitate for a minute there. Did took the day off. We celebrated Juneteenth yesterday. I don't know about y'all. Got real unplugged. Celebrated. Reflected. Explored. I did. And in all seriousness, first day of summer, and so it's sort of a reset for us. You know, as we get set here, we're boning up.
Yeah,
John and myself on Grizz Draft, which is what, 6 days away. That first day will be Wednesday. We're doing that. We are getting ready for, you know, 901 FC down the stretch here locally. Penny putting together his staff. Maybe a little bit more clarity now on that, but it is a slower time around here in this latter part of June. Now that the finals are done, we'll get into July. NFL training camps by the end of July. That's when things will pick back up. But you know, I'm happy to be going through this slower time with my partner John Martin, who joins me.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Yeah,
happy Juneteenth.
That was yesterday.
I didn't get a chance to tell you because we were out.
You could have told me on text, but you did not.
And so I hope that you got a chance to reflect.
Should it more have been me wishing you a happy Juneteenth?
Why can't both of us celebrate? Both of us celebrate.
It's
because you got off, too. It wasn't like just the white people worked and black people got off. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so you were off as well. So you got a chance.
Oh, yes.
A chance to reflect.
I thought you were talking about the historical.
No. You were saying just me.
Because
you celebrate as well.
Historically,
did it not make us a better country?
Yes.
The end of slavery?
Uncontroversially.
And they
found
out late down in Galveston, as you know.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's the point. That was the last of it. Galveston, those folks down there still thought they were slaves. What is it, like 2 years? Excuse my history, but it had been a while already. Yes. And though that was the last of them. They found out. You guys are free. And so, yes, it took a while. That was when the last representative of the last group, the final sort of the official.
Well, yeah, listen, that's terrible. Two whole damn years of being, you know, it's over, but not according to...
Yeah, I want to tell you it's around 2 years. Definitely over a year, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Well, I did not clearly reflect and explore as much as you did, and that's my bad. I did explore.
We should have done a little Juneteenth educational day for you, maybe before we hit it.
I think we could all.
Well, here's the thing, and we've talked about this before. They didn't teach us about Juneteenth in the history books coming up.
No doubt.
In Memphis City schools. They did not. That was me.
I
didn't find out about Juneteenth, and this is me holding up my hand, Mr. Honesty here, until I was asked to go do a story about it as an intern over the Commercial Appeal on June. What's Juneteenth? And it had been long, you know, celebrated around here for a while. I had not been educated on it. And so not until I was pretty much a grown man. And so, you know, that's what we were talking about with my son yesterday. He was asking us, well, why are we off? And so we, you know, it, again, not in the books, really, in the history books in terms of, what the background of Juneteenth. And so hopefully yesterday everybody got at least a little bit of an education. Like we said, a chance to, John, reflect.
Yeah, there was a lot of reflection going on Amazon Prime, which we'll get to here in just a moment. A lot of exploration.
It's funny that what we ended up watching. last night.
Yeah, well, you ended up watching
Slowing down. I think a lot of the country was watching.
No, they did. I wish I could have. I would have been, but I was very tired yesterday for some reason. From all the exploration, I was just very tired.
Well, you clearly did not explore or reflect.
I was exploring other things.
You were
bro.
In the pool in the back or something. Is your pool clean? Have you
it
cleaned
is.
It? So it's you're probably in the pool.
We sacrificed 2023 so that we could have a clean pool in 2024. I'm not sure why it took the entire summer.
Okay.
If anybody wants to direct message me on the side about places and services to avoid when it comes to pool cleaning and things like that, I'm happy to help.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna run over anybody publicly, but I'm happy to tell you, you know, privately, who to avoid so that you don't miss an entire season.
I've heard that can be tough. That can be a hassle owning that pool.
No, like
and the constant upkeep and maintenance.
No, just real quick on this, like it's like being an uncle. I think when it comes to a pool, you should be an uncle. An uncle is somebody that comes in every once in a while. Throws the kid up for a little bit, wrestles around with the kid, the nephew, and then they leave. And they don't have to put the kid to bed, and they don't have to clean up after the kid, and they don't have to change any diapers or get anybody ready for bedtime. You know, they just kind of come and go, and that's it. And that's what you should aspire to be as a pool user. Not a parent of a pool that has to clean it and maintain it and pay for all the repairs.
Right.
And all the other things, right? Be a pool uncle, a pool unk, where you can just kind of come and go. You use it, you get out, you move on with the rest of your day. You don't have to think about it ever again. I had to learn this. I used to be a pool unk. Now I'm a pool parent. And I can't wait to get back to being a pool unk.
We appreciate that analogy. You bought a pool that's under a lot of trees, too.
And I've cut
that
trees.
That just seems like constant.
And I've cut trees.
A constant battle. Trees, that's going to already be a constant
Absolutely.
Battle.
It's cold as hell.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's frigid.
So constant leaves and that thing, a constant clean out.
It is, bro.
In addition to any issues you have foundationally or something like that.
Yes, but swimming pools are a Ponzi scheme.
I pray for you with that.
And you just, the hope is that you just can pass that on to the next unsuspecting family.
Hadn't done many smart things with homes, but the one thing I didn't do was I took the advice of somebody and said, don't get one with a pool.
No, you just got a sinking
one. In the end, it's not worth it. I get a sinking home before you get a home with a pool, Jason. And that's
right.
What I did.
Although I think a pool does add theoretical value to a home.
If it's working.
Yeah, well, mine works. It's just cold and it's, you know.
Again. I don't know. It looked like it got cracks in it, bro.
It's a gunite.
You've been joking about my foundation back in Raleigh for a while.
Well, you need to come on out.
You know about that thing called karma.
Well, I'm having a 33rd birthday party. I look forward to seeing you out there.
I know, and I appreciate the invite. Unfortunately, we're going to be a man down, you know, that day. Unfortunately, you know, we're down to one car, and Faith's got plans for Chris that day.
Perfect. I was saying, I'll send you an Uber out there.
So you have to send me an Uber.
I will.
Yeah.
No worries.
You're that serious about me attending?
It would not be the first time I've ever sent an Uber for somebody.
Okay.
All right. So
you know I'm down a car.
Well, that's okay.
It's a whole other story.
And look, this is the Seinfeld was Festivus where they just aired all their grievances, you know?
Is that what it was?
I think that's what it was.
I don't remember Seinfeld episodes.
Yeah, we could air all of our grievances today. I mean, we have nothing but time.
You want to talk to me about Cosby's and those episodes?
No.
We can go all day.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right.
I can't give you that. But, yeah, we have some NBA draft things to touch on today. Some news potentially with the Memphis Grizzlies trading up and who they might be targeting. So we'll get into that. Drew Hill's going to join us at 11:25 to talk to him about the Grizzlies in the draft. As I thought this was Monday. As you said, it feels like a Monday when you have a day off in the middle of the week. It's weird coming back.
Yeah.
That's not often that happens.
He's being very serious when he says that you really thought it was Monday.
Monday.
To see him, that sort of revelation come upon you that
yeah.
it's actually Thursday.
Because normally the way
that
we
really
do it,
happened before
when we
show.
Have days off that kind of fall on maybe like a Wednesday or Thursday, we just take the rest of the week off,
yes.
you know what
yes.
I mean, and
yes.
just make it a five-day weekend or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But we're back today. I appreciate the day off, by the way. It was awesome.
Yeah, I don't care what day it falls on.
Yeah.
Anytime you got a four-day work week, I think we as Americans can appreciate that.
Well, that's what Japan does.
Mm-hmm.
You've
reminded us.
They seem pretty happy in Japan.
Are they, though?
I think they're happy, dude.
What are their stress levels, bro?
I don't know. We'd have to do some studies, but I think...
Because, again, expectations so high for the Japanese man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In terms of what you...
Yeah.
And so does that lead to extra stress?
But he's only got to work 4 days a week, man.
He got to get it done in 4 days a week.
Yeah, but...
You understand what I'm saying? They
yeah,
got
but
it. They
4 got days, though.
Okay.
Would you take 80% of your salary to only work 4 days a week?
Let's talk. That's a great question. Maybe we'll we'll broach it in an hour two.
Okay.
Maybe after the engine, no. The engine situation, you're
that's
like,
good
no.
good question.
I need 100%.
Yeah,
bro.
Exactly. Right now, these bills I got coming.
Bro said he'll work 6 days, bro. He said he'll work Saturdays with
is there overtime around here?
Anyway.
Brother might need it.
Drew Hill will join us at 11:25. And then at 1:25, Jeff Calkins will hop on at 1:25. So that is the show today.
All right.
But listen, I actually want to talk about the news from the Memphis Grizzlies and potentially what they may do. They're picking right now, as everybody knows, or at least slotted to pick at 9, number 9 overall pick. Gavoni has them currently drafting Cody Williams from Colorado.
Wing,
6'7", shot 42% from three last year.
Talked to you about him earlier this week because he seems to be rising on most mocks, including as high as 5 I saw on some.
Yes, exactly. So
you like him.
I kind of do.
But maybe not here is the feel I'm getting on you.
Again, it's going to be the same, and it's the point that Hollinger made. I was going to make it. I was hoping nobody would make it before I got a chance to do it. It's the same idea behind Zaire. Mm-hmm. Which is an unproven, promising.
You kind of said that. I think you've said that publicly.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah. As long as I
think you were first.
I want to plant that flag in that thing, bro. Okay. You know, hey.
He doesn't have to be Zaire, though.
Hey,
same idea.
100%. That is, and I would caution, don't pass up on him because one of these didn't work. One of these ideas didn't work. What's the old thing? Jace will say it like, GP say it like, damn. That's an inside joke. But it's one that absolutely applies to this show. You know, when we say it, it's like it just goes one and out the other. Somebody else says it, it's like,
no need for
what a great point. Wow. How did I never think of that?
But again, these are these that's inside.
Again, I went to the Van Gogh exhibit at the, you know, at the, I don't remember where, Shelby Farms or something. And I said, you know what? He was not appreciated until he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be true of me and this show.
You never say that about me, though, just yourself.
Well, that's this show.
Okay.
This show will not be appreciated
to me, it's this show.
Until it is, unfortunately, no longer together.
Right.
And that day is coming, folks. That day is coming sooner than you think, unfortunately. That's just the nature of show business.
Don't break us up.
But right now, obviously, again, slide to pick a 9. And then there was a report, forgive me, I can't remember exactly where it was from, but there was a report from a respected NBA journalist that the Grizzlies are potentially talking about moving up to 3.
Iko, brother. Kelly Iko of The Athletic.
Yeah, from The Athletic. Kelly Iko from The Athletic. There you go. And does he cover the Rockets? Or is he just a national NBA writer? Do you know?
Nah, NBA reporter for The Athletic.
Okay,
I think because he's a Houston guy, I think he's down there and does mostly Rocket stuff. Probably so.
Yeah, so
Rockets
and NBA. So he clearly is hearing that the Grizzlies are interested in swapping with the Rockets at 3, and the idea would be, it sounds like, to draft Donovan Clingan. Now, obviously it's not perfect. No deal's going to be perfect. You're going to, you know, Marcus Smart, you'd have to part with him. I don't know what you'd be getting back. It couldn't just be a pick swap and Marcus Smart. You have to get some money back, some contracts back. You know, we looked at the salaries for the Rockets. Jeff Green on the books for $9.5 million. Jock Landale on the books for $8 million. You know, Jayshon Tate. I mean, you're not getting good players, would be my guess, right? You're not jumping up 6 spots to get back good players. Although you are sending, you know, Marcus Smart, but still, the meat of that deal is going to be jumping 6 spots. I'll just say real quick, I'm cool with it because I am low on Marcus. I'm low on Marcus's best days being in front of him. I think, quite frankly, you know, it's going to be one of those things you probably never get to see it. This is just my guess. You never really get to see it all together with the core. Boston got the mileage out of Marcus, unfortunately. Shot 31% from 3 last year. Like, I'm not emotionally attached to Marcus, and I'm lower on his impact moving forward. He'll be 31 next year, you know, with all the mileage and the injury history. I'm just low on him being a huge part of it. So if you could draft up and take a Clingan, you know, who could be you know, an all defensive center or something, you know, I think I would do that.
I'd rather use Marcus Smart to pull a Jared Allen a guy, right? And then I don't necessarily have to move up to get a Klingon, but more importantly, you know, you talked about what are you going to take back from Houston to match
right.
that money with Cleveland. You know what you're getting back in the money. It's basically 20 for 20. In terms, it just matches up. So in terms of where I'd rather go, yes. Am I willing? Obviously, that shows I'm willing to part with Marcus Smart. I think the part that you didn't mention, the only part you leave out, and it's an understood now. It's a given, is that you feel, in terms of your willingness to move on from Marcus, you feel better about that because of what we saw last season
100%.
From Vince and from DG.
100%.
And that's why this is absolutely a conversation, and it's absolutely why you should be. Despite the fact that you invested in a lot of Marcus to get him, you should be willing to move on again if it steps you up a level.
Because you didn't expect to get that out of Vince and Gigi.
You did not. And that was the great thing that came out of last season, their development. And so it's put you in a situation where maybe at one point you thought, well, we gave up the Golden State pick to give up Marcus Smart, to get Marcus Smart. We're invested. We've got to see this play out. It's made him, and I stopped short of expendable because I still think I'm not. Marcus Smart was really playing well offensively when he went out. He was finally sort of playing where you envisioned him, and we haven't seen it, not point guard, more on the wing, and we haven't seen it, him together with a healthy Jaren, with a center, how good defensively this thing could be. So if there's a way to keep Marcus Smart, get the center, veteran or rookie, I'd like to do that. All that said, Vince and Gigi.
Yep.
And as you said, where Marcus is in his career now have moved me off. Well, this was such an investment. You've got to see it play out.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, John, I'm willing to do some things. And if it's a Houston team that's willing to give up that three spot, and I can't go get Jared Allen, absolutely I'm willing to move up and move off Marcus Smart. I think the Grizzlies should be willing to do that for all the reasons we laid out.
Yeah, so listen, I don't know, again, if that's a real possibility. I don't know what else the Rockets would want. I don't know. You know, we don't. That's the thing about these sort of, you know, floated trades. Who's leaking it? Why? What's there's always an agenda.
Yeah, the thing about Iko threw me off is that, remember, he was the first. Now, Anthony Sane came on and I think on X first was talking about the Grizzlies staff and how he'd heard there's going to be change of turnover. Iko was the first to publicly, you know, like tweet it from a credible as the Athletic. And so he's on, you know, he hears some things that aren't just Houston Rockets centric, I'll put it that way. Like, he's reporting other things. And in this case, that report turned out to be true. And I want to tell you again, he was came behind Sane on that. Sane was the first that I saw talking about the change in the coach staff. But obviously, Iko hears things is the point I'm making with that. And so I think you have to pay stock. He's the one that talked about earlier, whether it was the Brooklyn Nets or the Grizzlies, you know, possibly looking at, you know, Houston considering trades with them. I think for the Nets, it was Bridges. And so here we are. I think it's been, what, 2-3 weeks since there was that smoke and it kind of died down. Here he is again talking about Grizz and three. I hope it's true. I hope that possibility exists. Listen, Klingon fits in a lot of ways.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
And they're saying his floor is 7, John, I saw from Gavoni, in terms of he's not falling past 7.
Right.
And I think that's Portland,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken. And so if you want him, you're going to have to go get him, is what it sounds like.
No doubt. So, you know, obviously over at Caesars, there's some, you know, draft props. I'm starting to look at these and see, like. Mm-hmm.
You gonna mess with any of that? Do you ever mess with any of that? Like, I know
yeah.
you look at, we talk about it for informational purposes.
I messed with it last year when I did, I bet Brandon Miller to go number 2 overall, even though Sham said it was going to be Scoot.
I'm going to say this. And maybe we shouldn't do it publicly, but maybe a little conflict of interest there with you.
You think so?
Maybe a little Jonte-type action with you where you should not be allowed to bet.
Because of my affiliations?
Because of your affiliations.
He doesn't. I don't think he has any,
with
like,
agents.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be allowed to place these bets. I'm going to let the sports books know that I think it's a red flag.
So you're going to snitch on me?
Is it? Didn't you snitch on me about the smoking thing with health? You did.
Fair
okay.
Point.
So what goes around comes around, and I think, what is it, U.S. Integrity we're going to call and let them know about this? And
Gaming just Integrity.
See if for them they see any problems with this.
Absolutely. Fair
Again,
enough.
You be careful.
So right now, let's see. Zach Edey is 12-1 to go top 10. Khalil Ware is 6-1 to go top 10. Filipowski is 6-1 to go top 10. And I think those are all guys that would be potential targets for the Grizzlies if they cannot get to 3. Devin Carter is +150 to go top 10. Where are you on Devin Carter? The Athletic had him mocked at 9 today going to the Grizz because his dad is on the staff. And again, I'm just like, where's he playing? And ahead of who? And
not the same questions.
I just feel like that's not a piece. If we're saying that you have a 2-year window with Jaren's deal, right, before you have to start thinking about tax implications and things like that,
yep.
You know, another guard is not where what you need right now. And then you go, you know.
I'm in the same boat.
Get a $7 million.
I'm addressing the big, you know, one way or the other.
Even if it is Edie.
I'm using the pick. Again, if I'm trading the pick, whatever else, I want the pick. There are certain players I feel like that, and there are other ways you can go, obviously, where you're not using the pick to get a big in here. And there are some wings I like. I mean, we've talked about Connect seems like a great fit, but my priority is using that pick to, you know, to get a big.
Right.
I don't know where Carter plays.
I'm just not.
Especially in the immediate.
Right.
Guys, I'm trying to win right now.
You have to be.
I need a big to do it.
You have to be.
You know.
You really do. You really have to be. So,
They haven't
gotten as far down as the 9th pick. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. It's Caesars Risache is the favorite, but it's only -110. Third pick favorite is Reed Shepard, but that has dropped. Clegan was 4-1. Now he's down to +225. I guess that's a, you know, response to the report there from Kelly. You know, so I mean, it does feel like if the Grizzlies trade to 3, it would be for Clegan, right? It would not be for Shepard. I mean, there's just no way. I feel like that's happening. So I don't know. Listen, I'll say this. I'm fine with Edie at 9. You seem less convinced about Edie at 9.
Well, Gavoni's got him at 15 now.
Yeah.
Edie's the only guy invited to the green room that turned it down.
Well, he's built different.
Because he knows. And remember, what was it during the tournament when we said, this is getting crazy? Gavoni had mocked him up to, I don't know, was it top 6, top 7,
yeah.
top 8? And he's come on back down, even despite the impressive workouts and combine. He's been impressive in these workouts, too, just dominated everybody. There's nobody in college basketball to stop him, so why are any of these prospects going? They can't stop him either. Again, it's about fit for me. And so, no, I don't think Edie's going to end up. I don't think he's going top 10. What'd you say those were?
12-1.
Outside. And I think knows it, which is why he's not going to the draft lottery.
You think
he's
Carell
the only
Ware
guy
is,
that got the invite
the guy
that's not
they
going.
Take at 9 if they stay there? Because he is getting a lot of hype right now. He's getting a lot of buzz.
Well, who's available? Is Connect gone?
Connect, I don't know. That'd be interesting.
Because I'd want him first.
Yeah, that's the hard thing, right? It's like if Connect is there. But now I saw some report today that there are some teams that are picking ahead of the Grizzlies that like him a lot. And that's the issue.
Now, Gavoni's got him going 6 to Charlotte.
Right.
Clinging to 7, which is his floor. He says he's not getting past Portland. Dillingham, 8, and then us, the Grizzlies, taking Cody Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy Devin Carter going to the Bulls.
I mean, I could be wrong on Devin Carter. Maybe he ends up being an amazing NBA player. I don't know. But I'm just looking at, you know, this is one of those years where it feels like with the Grizzlies
I like the
timeline.
Defense.
It's like, unfortunately, it's need.
Mm-hmm.
It's need right now as opposed to best player. You know, like you got to find the best player that fits what you need right now, because you have the guard situations figured out with Gigi and Vince and Ja and Desmond Bain. Like, who is he playing in front of? And I know you could like play a different lineup and stuff like that, but I'm not trying to cater a lineup around Devin Carter, respectfully. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't know. It'll be interesting. A week from today. We'll have the first round.
A week from today will be us talking about what the Grizzlies did on Wednesday.
Oh, excuse me.
This will actually be a second round day.
It
threw us all off.
Yeah.
It's the first day is Wednesday for the first time.
It used to always be one day on the Thursday.
Thursdays.
And
that's what we're used to.
Yeah. So less than a week, and we'll know what the Grizzlies do in the first round of the NBA draft. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk to Drew Hill about all this, get his thoughts on Grizzlies moves they can make. And more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Love sports. Love them so much. We never want them to stop or slow down. We've talked about that. The playoffs are done. Finals over. Champions been crowned. We're getting to that slower time of year where we've got fewer games to choose from. Sports aren't sports like we want them to. That is the nature of June and July. But FanDuel lets us keep going this summer. whenever we want to, because all you got to do is open up the app and dream up anything you can come up with you're in the mood for, especially some Major League Baseball. And this summer, FanDuel's hooking up all customers with a boost or a bonus daily. So it makes it worth it to open up the app every day. That's right. There's something for everyone every day all summer long. Just head over to FanDuel.com/JSmith. Start making the most of your summer. That's FanDuel.com/JSMITH. And see what your boost or bonus is daily this summer. It's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball and of 929 FM ESPN. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonus awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expiration. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has given you the opportunity to build your next success. Choose from more than 135 degree and certificate programs in career-relevant fields like business, healthcare, data analytics, cybersecurity, and more. Plus, we offer 100% online and hybrid courses, personalized advising, and lifetime career services. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Get ready, because the Gossett Mitsubishi Motors summer sales event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossett in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. 18960 or 279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossett 27350 or 399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett 29865 or 449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RHFO 9083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU01 10764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Are you feeling the pinch of rising mortgage payments now that your COVID forbearance has come to an end? If it's more than you can financially handle, reach out to Jen Karstensen and Live Love Memphis at the Real Estate Agency today. They understand everyone's situation is unique and are here to help you explore your options to take advantage of the equity you've built. Before you sell to an investor, you owe it to yourself to make sure you're not giving the house away. Call today at 901-625-5200 or email them at sold@livelovememphis.com.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen portable oxygen concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen portable oxygen concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself, risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
Meet the new Sonic Groovy Fries. The fries that old sauce so well, they even have their own. Get your dip on with new Groovy Fries and Groovy Sauce. Live free. Eat Sonic.
This afternoon, cloudy with a high of 91.
Weather brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples store has hot deals on everything from technology to print and marketing services. Save more with the new Easy Rewards program.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Drew Hill covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. He'll be a busy man next week for sure, tracking down what the Grizz are doing. He joins us every Thursday. And you're going to be on with Jeffrey later today, right? I still have my weeks correct here with the company.
Yes, I am Jeffrey's co-host for the week. So.
You're Jeffrey's company for the week.
That's co-host.
You're a guest in this company. House. Let's just be clear about
refer that. Refer to me as company from now on, please. Thank you.
That's right. We are moving through the list of company. It's a long, accomplished list, and let's be clear. You are just another name on it, brother, of Jeffrey and company. All right, lots of company for the Grizz, it feels like, at 9. And lots of options, whether it be trade up, whether it be trade down, whether it be, you know, if you have a connect maybe that gets there, or you maybe take Edie a little higher than projected. I would just ask you if you were, Drewski Sportsbook. I'm going to ask you to put some odds on this for a minute. If you're going to sort of go through all the different possibilities, whether it be Grizz select a player at 9, Grizzlies trade up to draft a different player, trade down, what would be the betting favorite right now at Drewski Sportsbook for the Grizzlies?
I think I lean a little bit towards this pick will get traded. Although I will say, like, there's been so much smoke on the Klingon stuff for months now that you have to believe that part of it is true. But now, I saw your tweet this morning, John, that you would do the trade for number 3. If you've been paying attention to the mock drafts, it feels like for a while Klingon's built a little bit of momentum towards number 1, and then Vecini today put him at the number 1 spot. There are a few others that have also placed him now at number 1 to the Hawks. I wonder if the price is now too expensive. This is something I actually wrote about in our newsletter this morning. Not every newsletter is in-depth, but I wrote about just the idea that maybe that this is too costly. Like, that giving up depth and giving up a player you know is ready to play in the NBA and is a solid player for you in Marcus Smart, and you know is going to make the hustle plays and do the little things for a guy that may play 20 minutes a game is a risk. Like, that is certainly a risk. And, you know, now that the Hawks potentially, now that there's, I guess, word out there that Klingon could be a number 1 guy, you wonder how much of that is legitimate, like the Hawks actually view him as the number 1 pick, and how much of that is the Hawks wanting to be involved in these sweepstakes if there are indeed a bunch of teams trying to trade up to get a guy like Klingon. It sounds like their GM had noted earlier this week that they would like to keep the pick, but we all know, like, strategic information is placed out there at this time of the year. So to me, that suggests more so maybe they want to be a part of this sweepstakes, that they want to be a part of the cling and trade mania, and they would like to field offers on that as well. So I think it's probably more likely that it gets traded, because that seems like just such an unlikely scenario now at this point. I mean, maybe you could get to three, but that would be a pretty big risk, and I don't know if that's a price I would personally be willing to pay. And if all of the guys that you thought might be a good fit for the Grizzlies are not on the board, you do have to wonder if trading back becomes a possibility. So if you ask me what's the most likely thing to happen, they select a specific player at nine or trade, I lean ever so slightly, just very slightly, at this particular moment, that I think it'll probably get traded. And that's just what history tells us, right? You're banking on Kleiman doing what he's right. done over and over again.
Yeah, well, listen, I think now is the time to be aggressive.
I agree with that.
I mean, it is not the time to just sort of sit back and just hope that things break your way. I think you're smart to operate on a two-year window. Not saying it has to be 2 years, not saying that it can't get extended, but we all know the clock is ticking on when Jaren's going to re-up, and yesterday's price is not going to be today's price. So I guess I would say to that, a lot of what goes into the equation is two things. One is you got sort of validation that Gigi and Vince are ready-made NBA players, right? Now, have they played big playoff series? Have they played big? No. But I also think you have to now wonder and take into consideration, you know, are we ever going to see that version of Marcus Smart again? Are we ever going to see those days? You know, he was dealing with injuries all last year. I mean, everybody was, but he was as well, and his three-point percentage was way down. You know, I think you have to sort of – so if you have a deal that allows you to take a swing like that, and no, we don't know what Klingon could be, but we also, in the same vein, don't know that Marcus can return to that form. So I think you're kind of operating on uncertainties in both situations. And if that's the case, I'd rather take a guy I know I need, and B, who's on a rookie contract that can help me make moves and be a little more flexible elsewhere.
Yeah, no, I certainly understand that thinking. I don't want to, like, you know, go. I don't want to say that it's a move that makes no sense, because no, you could definitely 100% talk yourself into it. You would also think that the asking price for something like that, you know, it would have to get to Marcus Smart first. The Rockets aren't dumb. Like, you would think that the Rockets would probably check on Vince and GG, and the Grizzlies would probably be like, nah, that's probably not something we would be interested in. And if you're going to go all the way up to number one, as we mentioned, yeah, you're going to be giving up surefire young talent. That's when the price is definitely too high for a guy like Klingon. I caution with this. It's just that you look at what these teams that have won the championship, a lot of them have been healthy, sure, but they're deep. Like, the years, like this year when the Celtics won, felt like they had a guy for absolutely everything, you know, and when the Nuggets won, it felt like it was a little bit of the same, in addition to Jokic just being absurd efficiency-wise and Murray having an all-time season for him. And so I just feel like you only have a certain amount of players that you know are NBA ready for the Grizzlies. You've dealt with injuries in the past. You would be bringing on a big man that's a big guy, heavier guy, coming off of a foot injury this year. Now, granted, he came back from it and looked great, so that's obviously a positive sign, but it's not risk-free, you know? Like, it would certainly be a big swing if they were to take a swing like that. And I think that there are other ways that you can maneuver for bigs. Will they be as good as Donovan Klingon? Probably not. I just think it's interesting. Like, I think that if you polled the fan base, more people than not would probably agree with you. But I think fans are generally a little bit more aggressive sometimes than the way that general managers think. And so I'd be interested to know what Zach Kleiman feels about some sort of trade like that, because to me, it does not go risk-free. I mean, that would be a mighty swing, especially after, you know, you giving up assets to get a guy like Marcus Smart last year.
I'm curious, Jay, and you mentioned Vecenio over at The Athletic, and John mentioned the guy that he's got going to the Grizzlies, at least right now, Devin Carter, and I'm with you. I think ultimately, you know, you're moving somewhere with that pick, or whether it's up, down, whatever else, or trading it. I think that's the way we go. But let's just say, and there are other mocks out there, but I just wanted to compare the two. Vecini having Devin Carter, you know, Anthony's son out of Providence, that guard, or the one that Gavoni's got, a guy that we have talked about here as well, Cody Williams. You know, different players. He's 6'8", more of a wing. In terms of the fit that you like better between those two guys, just using those two mocks and those two players, is there one?
Yeah, I think Carter. I think I would prefer Carter, and it's not even necessarily a positional fit, but more of a timeline fit, because Cody Williams, I think, still has a little bit to go in order to reach his full NBA potential. And as John just mentioned, the Grizzlies should be operating under the assumption that they're working with the small window right now. And we don't know what Cody Williams is going to look like 2 years from now. He may end up being the better player. He certainly has tools to become the better player. But I like what Devin Carter brings in terms of just the balance, the overall balance of his game, that he can give you a little bit of everything. You do need backcourt help. I do think that he could potentially be the type of player that's just like has enough competitive fire that he would be a plus for you defensively. Like, he would be a help there, and you could play him on the ball and in certain situations. And so I think I would prefer Carter. I just think he's a dog. Like, I think he's got a little bit of that in him, and that he could bring that to the table at the NBA level. Versus Williams, I don't know if we're quite as sure of at this particular moment.
Yep.
That's the type of pick I lean towards if I'm the Grizzlies, is like, who can help me right now? And that's why initially, I think when everybody looked at the draft, and now things have not exactly shaken that way, they look to players that they know can bring something. Like, you know, Klingon's going to block shots and get rebounds because of his size alone. Like, you know, Reed Shepard's going to be a good 3-point shooter because the numbers are absurd there. You know, Stephon Castle can be a plus defender for you on the perimeter from his 1 year in college. I don't know how much we know that Cody Williams can bring to the table right now outside of positional size. You know, like that's a big plus. The Grizzlies don't have positional size, and he would bring positional size, so that would be good. But I don't know how much I trust the rest of his game his first year in the NBA.
Yeah, and that's totally fair. And it's why it sort of does make this
Carter's more ready. There's no question.
Yeah,
in terms of right now,
there's a lot to weigh and a lot of considerations to make in terms of money and the new, you know, apron sort of system. So it doesn't necessarily make for an obvious decision. I think anything the Grizzlies do, don't you believe that, Drew? Anything the Grizzlies do is going to be met with. I don't think there's an absolutely oh my god they nailed it thing that they could do. Do you?
The only thing that I can imagine, like, I got asked by Jeffrey this week on the radio, what would the ideal offseason look like for the Grizzlies? And I was like, well, ideally, either Klingon slides all the way to 9. It's not happening.
Exactly.
Or he slides back to, like, 6, and you can only just give up some future draft assets without having to give up depth or bodies. And then you could, on a budget, move up and get a guy like that. And you get Luke Kennard. You can renegotiate with Luke Kennard and get him on a new deal that may be a little bit cheaper, and that gives you room. It's also interesting, like, as you bring up the aprons and stuff, you know, obviously there's a $10 million gap between that. Both come with penalties. The second apron, obviously, the penalties are more severe than the first. But there's a $10 million gap between the aprons. If they pick up Luke Kennard's option and they draft somebody at 9, that'll put them $3 million over that first apron. And there's a $10 million gap. So there's $7 million that you're not using. And so it doesn't make a ton of sense. It doesn't mean that they wouldn't do that, because they could still be willing to use the rest of it later at a later time. You know what I mean? But it wouldn't make sense exactly in that moment to have that be the case. So you either want to be under that first apron, or you want to be all the way up to the second apron. And so if you could renegotiate with Luke and, you know, get him on a new deal, and you could sign and you could draft somebody at number 9 that helps fix, or before that, that helps fix your front court problem, that would be, to me, what is ideal. That might be able to get you under that first apron. And if they're willing to be a team that spends money, if they're willing to go above that first apron this year, if they're as competitive as we all view them are, maybe they spend even more money. Like, maybe they go out and do something in addition to that. That to me would be the ideal offseason. That would be the one thing that I think that they could do that most people would universally applaud.
Do you think the right guy got finals MVP, Drew?
I do. I found it interesting. I don't know if you guys saw the voting, but like
it's close,
right?
Yeah.
The national, it was 7-4. Mm-hmm. There were 11 votes. The national NBA writers all voted for Jaylen Brown. And like the TV personalities voted for Jason Tatum.
Interesting. I didn't look at the breakdown like that. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was like Malika and Doris and I'm forgetting the ESPN radio guy. I'm forgetting his name. Former coach, I believe. And then the Boston Globe voted, the writer for the Boston Globe, they voted for Tatum. Everybody else, all the national writers voted for Brown. I think it just goes to show you maybe the difference in thinking. Like, you know, if you're a national NBA writer, you're focused on the finances of the league and analytics as you compare teams and things like that. And I think that they probably took more into account that Jaylen Brown did more in the series overall, was better in the first three wins, took the challenge of defending Luka. Like, that was like a big picture thing. And then, you know, some of the, I'm not like, listen, I'm not making any accusatory comments here. Like, it's fine. You could vote for either player, but you could make a good case. Like, I don't have a problem with it. I just found the voting to be interesting. I guess the mindset was more Tatum is considered to be the best player and the Celtics won the finals. So of course you vote for Tatum. I wasn't sure how it was going to shake out that night. I actually thought Tatum was going to win it, but I was glad to see Brown because I thought he deserved it.
Yeah.
Especially defensively.
I'm gonna switch gears a little bit here. I want to ask you a little NFL because I'm curious. You think Bryce Young bounces back? You think Bryce Young, you know, has a sophomore year in the NFL as one of the all-time greats at Bama? You think he has enough there to show that, you know, he's going to validate that number one pick?
As much as I would like to say yes to that question, I think I lean towards no, just because the Panthers still have a bad team. Like, quarterbacks don't do well, especially when they have no help early on in their career. And last year was definitely not a confidence-boosting year for Bryce Young, and he is really small for that position. Now,
teeny tiny.
I mean, he's a guy that can read the defense. I know you're a little high on him, right? Like, you think he'll play pretty well, don't you, John?
Yeah, I do, actually. But, you know, again,
he was hoping you were going to say yes.
It's not necessarily
based on.
Yeah,
I know. I hate to say.
Well, I think it's
no.
I think there's a chance. There's a spike because you got a good coach in there with Canales who worked wonders with Baker last year. Now you don't have Mike Evans or Godwin, but I think his scheme is good, and I think he'll put Bryce in spots where he looks, you know, better. He's more positioned to succeed. So, I think Bryce is like I always loved about Bryce going back to Bama is that he was really unflappable. Like, he was super composed and collected every game. Like, they didn't win every game, but he was always like he didn't trip under pressure, right? And I think that's a huge quality. Smart kid. Like, I think that's, you know, that's really a big part of the battle when you're talking about NFL quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, and I agree. I just don't think his team is very good. It's going to be hard for them to win games because the team is not good. Like, the offense has no weapons. Like, it's just going to be hard. That's the challenge there. Like, it's one thing if you can scheme. It's another thing if guys can get open. I just don't know who he's going to throw to.
Yeah.
Thielen?
No,
like,
I mean, well,
they
got Deontay Johnson now. They got the Steelers receiver. So it's not great, but, I mean, he did have some good years there in Pittsburgh. So, I mean, it's better than what they did have. I mean, I agree.
Can you believe this man's asking about Carolina football, Drew?
It's Bryce Young.
Trying to tie Bryce Young to you. That is a going nowhere situation, and he is wasting your time.
I mean,
he's got a bet on the over on total wins for Carolina or something.
Bama quarterback. He's a starting NFL Bama quarterback. How many have we got now? We just have the two, right?
He's a collector, Jason.
Exactly. That's what he is.
Are you familiar with his new hobby? Are you familiar with John's new hobby?
He just showed me all of his most expensive cards before we came on.
He's a Bryce Young collector. That's why he's asking.
I do have some good Bryce. There's no doubt. I just think in terms of that.
Always a motive.
In terms of that whole situation, I think he's underpriced relative to what he could be. But I also, think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. I just do. I believe he's got that ability.
I hope you're right. You pray. He was great. I loved watching him at Bama. He was one of my.
Do you claim Jalen Hurts, by the way, or is he at Oklahoma Sooner?
Of course I claim Jalen Hurts, but okay. I've always been a Tua guy. You know, Tua has always been my favorite of the Alabama quarterbacks.
They're the only three that are starting, right, in the NFL?
Yes.
Because Mac is a backup now.
Yes. We'll see.
Bro, he is a backup.
He's a backup in Jacksonville, but we'll see if Trevor Lawrence stays healthy. Mac might get a second chance. Mac was so good at Alabama.
I know. I thought he'd be a beast.
So mad with the Patriots.
He was good as a rookie.
Fat boy.
He was good as a rookie, but unfortunately, I don't got that
Luka body.
I don't know if it was just the scheme or I have no idea. I guess we'll find out. But of the three, Jalen, Bryce, Tua, who would you believe and place a wager on when it's all said and done winds up with the best NFL career? I mean, I know Jalen's probably got a big lead on that, but he did take a step back last season.
Yeah, probably Jalen. But, I mean, I still think Tua is a better quarterback. Tua can read the field. He can make the right throws. It doesn't mean he can make every throw, but he moves the ball down the field, and he has ever since he was in college. There's something to be said about that. I watch the Bears. They don't do that. You know, he makes good decisions. He finds open receivers. Granted, he has some of the best receivers in the league that he's throwing to, which is obviously a huge help, but I just think that he's the best of those quarterbacks. If I could have any one of them, I guess. And it does help that he's got, you know, McDaniel as a schemer, because obviously he does a good job too. But I just think that he's the best of that group. But I don't think he's going to have a better career than Jalen Hurts. I think the Eagles, you know, to be on that Eagles team is just they're loaded. Agreed. All over the place.
Yes, indeed. Drew, you're the best, man.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it. We'll be listening today.
Sorry about the Carolina question.
You and Jeffrey. Thanks, man.
That's all right. Yeah, keep pounding, John. Keep pounding, baby.
We're on the way. Thanks, brother.
See you.
Bye. He is Drew Hill. Covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian.
Shameful.
No, man.
It's about your card and its value.
This is an NFL market, bro. This is a big NFL market. I mean, how many different ways can we talk about hypotheticals, bro? I'm sick of talking about hypotheticals. Well, what if the Grizz do this? They could trade to 9. They could trade to 4. They could trade to 6.
Well, let's talk about Caleb. Wait, we're talking about some Bryce Young?
Bro.
You want to talk NFL?
Let's talk NFL about pass.
Let's talk about relevant situations.
Throw an NFL pass, okay? We got plenty of time to talk about damn Caleb Williams, and I know we will be.
Why are you cursing? You already triggered.
I am.
Our improvement.
Because look, I went back and I saw how excited you got over Fields on Instagram. You know,
I was very excited,
and I'm not saying that you shouldn't have been.
No, it's embarrassing, but it's a beaten down Bears fan. We've never had a franchise quarterback since Sid Luckman.
And there's a big difference between drafting a quarterback at 10 versus drafting a quarterback at 1.
Correct.
He was not the first quarterback off the board. Mm-hmm. He was the second quarterback off the board. So, you know, I mean, it was still a...
Yeah, we've been scarred by Trubisky.
Right.
We had just taken this representative, you know, going a different direction.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, you should be excited. I mean, it should be something that you're, you know... ultimately.
Oh, we fleeced Carolina. I mean, just absolutely fleeced them.
Yeah, feels good. Feels good.
And then they go and get the wrong guy, didn't they?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. As high as you are on CJ Stroud, all that for your card and the value of your little panini?
No, I mean, it's not about
CJ Stroud is clearly the
better. I don't have that much of an investment.
You think that's only because he had a better team around him last year? That man is anointed.
I do think he had that.
You saw the Georgia game.
No, look, he won a playoff game.
You go back
game.
To it all the time.
He
That's when we
game.
Knew, didn't we?
Against the top defense in the NFL. People
Dude,
don't remember that.
He was like Mr. Fourth Quarter last year as a rookie.
Yeah, and he shredded.
Comebacks, everything.
Yeah, no, he was the type of rookie that we just don't normally see.
I mean, he didn't have Diggs last year. He was making something out of rookie guys.
Right.
They had no run game.
Right.
Let's be real about that.
Yes. I agree with you. I mean,
you're right. I mean, the jury's still out. But
Bryce had a conventional rookie year.
It's going to take a lot for Bryce to overtake him now, just based on where their teams are alone.
That's fair.
You know, and all this experience that Stroud will get, playoff experience and everything else before Bryce will even get a taste of that, you would think. You know, that Carolina situation is so bad.
Right.
Yeah, that's gonna put him ahead just in terms of confidence, experience, you know, big game experience.
Yep. No, I think that's
it's gonna
fair.
Be hard for Bryce to catch up, but no, you're probably right that you can't say it right now that his career will just forever be better. But
like who was in
he
that?
Might be out to too far a start for it not to be.
Who was in that group? Who was it? It was him, it was Levis, Stroud. Who are the others? Who there was another one, wasn't there?
Yeah, I want to say there was.
Let's see. You had C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young.
So there's one more, like first rounder, wasn't there?
No, actually.
Okay.
It was just those two. Levis.
Well,
was
Levis ended up
be.
Second round. That's
yeah,
right.
He was early. Oh, Richardson. Richardson. Sorry, my bad. Anthony Richardson.
There was a brother.
Levis. What would you say? What would you set the number for of those Hendon Hooker? You know, let's just say of those five and the first three there, where would you say the number for Bryce Young in terms of ranking would be? Is it 1.5? Is it 2.5 behind Anthony? Like, where would you set the number?
Anthony has done nothing. So I would have Bryce. You're asking me whether I'd have him second or third?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have him second.
Yeah, I mean, the potential with Anthony feels higher because of his body. And how ridiculous he is as an athlete.
I don't know about Anthony's brain, bruh.
Well, that's fair.
I saw a dude that was just out there playing kamikaze last year.
Right.
What you didn't realize, this is your athleticism is not going to get it done, bro.
No,
you will get broken up.
I'm with you. I get
so
you. Bet,
I need to see a little bit more cerebral, and you're going to be with the arm. And I know Bryce is a quarterback. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Not that Anthony, again, I don't want to take anything away from the idea he can't be one.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a lot more to prove there. Bryce, we know, is a special passer.
Yep.
You just got to get some stuff around him.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah, I'd have him too.
Okay. I think that's probably the right order. I'm high on Anthony Richardson if he can
and
stay out there.
And he can't have Levis or Hendon Hooker anywhere near those guys.
I think Levis will actually have a good career.
I don't know, bro. I just, some of that. How much of that was DeAndre last year, just catching them moon balls that
Levis now he's got Ridley.
You know,
he's got some dudes now. Well, I mean, that Titans game.
Ridley was nothing for Trevor.
That right? Dolphins-Titans game was absolutely huge. I mean, you were down, 14 in the fourth quarter? You end up winning that game?
I like his leadership.
He's got some
I like
moxie.
How fiery he is, yes. And I like the way that he forgets about the last play. Like, I see all that in Will Levis. There are definitely some traits that you like there. Again, is he going to take care of the ball?
Right.
There's all kinds of the jury is still out on him.
Yeah.
You cannot look at Will Levis and
agreed.
Say we got our guy,
100%.
And that's where the Titans
you
are.
Give him this year.
He may prove it.
Yeah.
And so I'm open to that he may do it.
I think what a lot of these guys
he had some big games last year.
He did, but I think what Will has to prove for the Titans is can he take the easy play, right?
That's well said. Yeah,
because I think
take what they give you.
Yeah, because it's easy to just sling the ball around. Mm-hmm. You're 5-8 last year, or whatever.
He throws
like
it up there too.
You know, it's easy to do that. But can you drop back? Can you hit a guy on a 7-yard out route? Right.
And do that.
Just there.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And manufacture a 10-13 play drive.
CJ has already shown he can do that.
Absolutely.
And Bryce leans too much on that. Right. Bryce leans too much on the easy thing, and he never takes the big shot. You know. So it's like. CJ was the guy who, I think it's the same question with Anthony that it is Will. It's like both of those guys kind of have the same game to me. Like you're just trying to make a huge play every time. And it's like, you know, the best, it's like, it's a grind, right? It's a grind in the NFL, you know?
Anthony had played a lot of football.
Correct. Yeah. You know, so that is
starting
definitely.
Starting quarterback.
Yes.
So that's why we need to see more on him.
I'm
winning
excited.
From the pocket.
That division
with
is
your arm.
Sick for quarterbacks. I mean, it really is. Trevor, Will. Anthony, CJ, I mean, any given day, it can happen, you know.
I'd be careful with putting Will in that group yet.
I mean, he's the bottom, but I'm just saying, like, he's shown he can have.
I think I got more belief in J.J. McCarthy
game.
Than I do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Will Levis right now.
Wow.
J.J. McCarthy's got everything he needs.
Well, that's true. But if
and
you
so,
okay,
and so,
so
if it's in him,
if you switch
we're going to get it quickly.
If you switch the teams, you'd still say that? If you put Will in Minnesota, you would still say that?
Based on the fact that Will's had a few good games for the Titans, you still don't know. You still have no idea. I mean, McCarthy is a winner. You know, I got my doubts on him. There's a whole side of the field we don't know if he can throw to on a regular basis. But
yep.
I just think with where we are right now, McCarthy, knowing that offense he's about to go into, yeah, give me him over Will Levis right now.
Okay.
So that could be a better, you know. Yeah, I mean, what? So you're talking Jordan Love?
Yeah.
Talking golf, Caleb.
Yeah.
McCarthy. Not bad. It's not as good.
Not as good, but.
But it's not bad.
It's, yeah, fair enough. Should be fun. I'm excited. I'm
AFC ready. North.
Yep.
Lamar, Burrow, Deshaun.
Russ.
Oh, that's what hurts it.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's quarterback.
I mean, Deshaun kind of hurts it.
Deshaun hurts it, but.
He was.
There's no way he can be awful this year, right?
I mean, dude,
not if healthy.
He's gonna
get back to a at least a good level, you would think.
Dude, I'm pretty sure he holds a record.
I mean, $230 million guaranteed says you got to get back up to a level of respectability,
yeah.
Which you would think it makes them a playoff team with that defense.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, you would still take Deshaun over Pittsburgh's quarterback situation?
Yeah, so this is people.
I mean, he's third in the division.
So these are the records that Deshaun Watson holds. Most passing touchdowns in a calendar month by a rookie quarterback.
He was a beast.
First player in NFL history to throw for 400 yards, four touchdowns, and rush for 50 yards in a single game. Longest streak of games with three or more passing touchdowns by a rookie in history. Most completions with a perfect passer rating. Most attempts with a perfect passer rating. That's 33, tied with Jared Goff.